Exercise 3, page 63.
I've been selling books for over 40 years now. I left school when I was 16 and got a job as a sales assistant in a bookshop. I worked there for 5 years and I really enjoyed it. When the owner wanted to retire, I decided to take a risk and buy the business for myself. It was difficult at the beginning when I was paying back the bank loan I had to take out, but on the whole I can't complain, it's been good. During those years, there have been so many changes. The one thing I thought would never change, though, is the bookseller's trade. I have to admit, I was wrong. We used to have one of those card catalogue systems for orders, but now all that's done by computers. For keeping up to date with all the latest releases, the internet is invaluable. My family said I'd never get the hang of it, but it wasn't difficult at all, and I'm a bit of an expert now. About 10 years ago, I had a coffee bar built at the back of the shop with comfy leather chairs, and that really increased business. Sales almost doubled overnight. There's something about the smell of coffee that puts people in a good mood, and if they're relaxed enough, they might even be fooled into believing that they're back at home in front of the fire and looking for a good book. And we have many. It's a really great atmosphere, and people use it as a meeting place at the end of a long, hard day at the office, and as I said, business improved. The latest thing to come along, though, might prove to be the end of my little bookshop. It's the e-book. Now, the e-book is a totally different way of reading in that you don't need books. It's an electronic book. You pay a fee, download a book from a website, and the pages appear on a small screen on the device, which is like a large mobile phone. But all that's no different from a paperback, isn't it? The only real advantage I can see is that it can hold hundreds, perhaps thousands, of books. And to be honest, is all that choice necessary? On a bad day, I can't choose between my black shoes and my brown ones, let alone 1,000 books. Whenever we hear about something new, it always seems as though it's perfect. E-books can show animation and film clips, so they're just like a storybook with pictures. They have their own lights, so you can read them when it's dark. There's a memory, so you don't need a bookmark, and it'll open at the last page you were reading. But these are solutions to problems we didn't know we had. I haven't heard anyone complaining about traditional books. I keep reading in the newspapers that sales of CDs have really fallen since people started downloading music from the internet. I just hope that doesn't happen to my shop. The future's not all black, though. I chat to the customers who come for a quiet coffee and a read, and they say that this kind of gadget will never completely replace the traditional paperback. All new technology has its drawbacks. The e-book device is heavier than a small paperback and needs a power source. And let's not forget that it can be stolen like mobile phones. In the end, it's not up to me, it's up to the customers. I've heard e-books are very popular in Japan, but I have no idea if they'll be successful here or not. Time will tell, I suppose. If the public like e-books, then the dog-eared paperback may end up like vinyl records, video cassettes, and last year's games console, at the rubbish dump. I'm almost at retirement age. Anyone want to buy a bookshop?